Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us now from Psalms 103, verse 1. Let's sing.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And as we do each broadcast, bring your greetings in Jesus' name. And we always start with the Word of God. No better way to start this service. Ephesians 3:13. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those are wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you? And remember, if the radio time is not convenient, our website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online, you can hear the service anytime. And also on the front page, if you'd like to contribute with your debit card or your credit card, just click donate and follow the prompts. It is a safe, free transaction. You don't have to set up an account. And there are no hidden fees or charges. And it just helps us to keep coming to you. All right, let's take a Sing His Praise hymnal. Go to page 175. Sing Where He Leads, I'll Follow. Many of you know this great hymn of the church.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me.
Where
He leads, I'll follow.
He leads, I'll follow.
Where He leads, I'll follow. Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is He. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where He leads, I'll follow.
He leads, I'll follow.
Come unto me, weary, heavy laden, there there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure.
Sing it now, where he leads, I'll follow. Well, I remember as young boys and our neighbor kids, we would play together, and we would often play follow the leader. One of us boys would take off, and the rest would form a line behind us, and we would follow him. If he went around a tree, or if he went through the ditch, or if he went across the road, we would follow him. We were following the leader. We learned how to do that as young boys. And so it carries forward now. We are following the leader. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Sometimes he leads me through high places. Sometimes it's through low places. Sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's barren. Sometimes it's through a river. Sometimes it's through a mountain. But nevertheless, if I follow the leader, I will wind up at the correct destination. Let's be followers of Christ today. Turning to the Word of God for today's broadcast, he tells us in Matthew 23:11-12, this is our precious promise. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Wonderful words of life again on today's broadcast. I hope these scripture excerpts, as we read them throughout the broadcast, inspire you and bless you and thrill you and feed you. It is the Word of God. Let's pray. We're thankful, Lord, that we can follow you wherever you lead. We know, Lord, you'll never lead us into danger. You'll never lead us to an unsafe place. Lord, you'll never lead us to a place of danger. But Lord, you're there with us all the way. You are the good shepherd and the great shepherd. We thank you, Lord, today for those wonderful titles that you live up to. Lord, shepherd your flock today and lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah, your rod and your staff is comforting me. You're anointing my head with oil. My cup is running over. And surely goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. I'm following in the footsteps of the Savior. Lead us and guide us and use us today. Help each one of us, Lord, to commit our ways unto the Lord. Help us to submit ourselves unto you. And Lord, follow in your footsteps. Lead us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now. Hallelujah. Praise him.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Well, out of all the hundreds of songs we've sung on this broadcast through the years, occasionally we come up with one we've never used, and that's going to happen today. Sister Linda's going to sing for us the sweetest hallelujah. Never heard on this broadcast before.
Savior greets the ransom in his home beyond the sky, and the ring of heavenly splendor has begun. When the thousands, tens of thousands, blend their voices in his praise, it will be the sweetest hallelujah ever sung. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. That's the heavenly song sung by ransom tongue. When redeemed ones then shall sing, oh hallelujah, to the King, it will be the sweetest hallelujah ever sung. There is joy up in heaven when a wandering child comes home, and by angel hand redemption's chimes are rung. When the saved on earth are welcomed and we meet around God's throne, it will be the sweetest hallelujah ever sung. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Then shall sing, oh hallelujah, to the King, it will be the sweetest hallelujah ever sung.
In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bringeth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. The Lord permitting and providing, we come to you daily at this time. It takes a lot of money and time, effort, and expense to do this, but we feel like you're worth it, and we know the Lord is in this. After you've prayed and given to your church, if you feel like you'd like to send something financially to help us, it would be appreciated. But if you don't have any money, you can still send a card or a letter, a song request or prayer request. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.